RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Talking a little bit about cinnamon today. It's a great spice to add to your favorite dish. For extra flavor, my kids love to add it on cereal and oatmeal, and of course, the ever-popular buttered toast. Its scent is so evocative. It's fall. It's so beautiful to smell, and it's really, really good for you. And so that's what we're talking about today. So there's four main countries that produce cinnamon: Indonesia, China, Vietnam, and Sri Lanka. It comes from the inner bark of a dozen different evergreen trees that belong to the genus Cinnamomum. Various oils extract from the bark, roots, and leaves are used for different, you know, treatments. Sometimes there's oils and things. However, that it's the things that it could do for you. So first of all, it can help reduce cognitive regression. It's being proven more and more with advances in experimental and medicine. Biology found that cinnamon extracts can be used as a therapy to fight the effects of some filaments that are believed to be what cause plaque buildup and tangles in the brain, leading to memory loss and Alzheimer's. So cinnamon could be something that helps you to keep your cognitive abilities just maybe a little bit longer. It can certainly help manage diabetes. We've known this for a long time, that it can help regulate blood glucose levels. And that's so important to note, that cinnamon can stimulate the enzymes that control glucose metabolism, and it can lower blood sugar. So it could be used for stimulating insulin release. It's really promising. They're looking at cinnamon more and more to solidify some of the results that say that it could really be effective in helping control diabetes. I mean, that's really huge for a spice to be able to say, you know. Plus, it just is so delicious. You don't want to do the cinnamon challenge, though. Nobody do that cinnamon challenge. I had a big long talk with my kids about that when it was all, you know, all that people were doing it. What a ridiculous waste of time and a waste of cinnamon. Another thing it can do, it can help with high blood pressure. That supplementing your diet with cinnamon can help lower blood pressure in pre-diabetic and diabetic people. So that's an important thing to note. And it contains antimicrobial agents. So that can be really good to inhibit the growth of Listeria and E. coli in food. So that could give your food a little bit longer shelf life if you add some cinnamon to it. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.